Years ago, when Neil Heffernan was with Teach for America, he realized his students were missing math basics. As Neil told Boston Globe columnist Yvonne Abraham, he gave the kids quizzes to see where they were stumped, but he had no way to easily track what they didn't know, to see what patterns emerged. And once they did, he had no way to help the kids. He wondered, what about computers? Neil started exploring the idea in graduate school, and then after his life took many twists that included a cancer diagnosis he was told was a death sentence, he came up with Assistments. It's a web-based application similar to Wikipedia or Facebook. Kids are assessed with quizzes, but the program then helps them when they're stuck, and teachers across New England add information to it. And it's not just for math, but English, science, and other topics as well. Neil's still here, despite that diagnosis. In fact, he's an associate professor of computer science at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, or WPI. Assistments is growing. Neil gives it away for free to all takers, and he was doing that long before he got a major grant from the Gates and Hewlett Foundations just last week. So just what is this assistments thing? Neil Heffernan joins us in the studio with more. And Neil, it's assessing kids, but define it further.
We call it formative assessment. That is assessment that isn't just supposed to say, hey, do you get a C? Do you pass this class? But assessment to actually inform learning. That is assessment to actually help teachers decide what to do. You don't just actually give them a C and move on and expect them to be able to keep up after they've demonstrated that they are missing some basics.
Because do we understand that this can also gently guide the students through the area they don't know about?
Yes. In fact, we call it assistments because we're blending instructional assistance. That's the first six letters of assistments. And the last four is assessment. That is actually the teacher gets to know, did Johnny get the question right or wrong in their first attempt? But after they mess that up, or if they do, then they get actually hints and other content that is specific to that question. And so those are handwritten prompts that will actually break the problem down into individual steps.
And to someone who might be saying, well, wait a minute, that's what the teacher is for.
Well, teachers are really important, and this is used by hundreds of teachers, and it's not a threat to teachers. It's actually a teacher helper. Right now, teachers spend a lot of time actually grading papers, maybe tabulating actually which kids don't know which things, and that's something that humans aren't very good at, but computers are good at. I wanted to build something that would actually help teachers like me actually do our jobs more efficiently and focus on the things we're good at, which is helping individual kids and actually designing good lessons and getting them to work together and be motivated. Maybe a good example is my fourth grader, Tom. He actually came home with a worksheet of actually 20 multi-column subtraction problems, stuff like, you know, 228 minus 123. And he went and did his 20 problems and then went to sleep. And mom and dad only noticed later, we noticed that actually all the times when he actually had to borrow across a zero in the tens place, he messed up. I happen to be a cognitive scientist, so I happen to recognize this as a common misconception, but he practiced it wrong four times. And the next morning, we forgot to address this issue and went into class, and teachers don't have the time or the capacity to individually diagnose small little things like that.
And you're involving parents in assessments as well?
Yeah, so one of the interesting things we actually were funded to do with the U.S. Department of Education for about $1 million was to build a parent notification system. My wife and I are trying to actually help our fourth grader do his homework every night and not actually have to bug him. But you want to actually be able to check and make sure, is he doing it? And so we now built a system where a parent can actually get an email every Friday letting them know, yep, he actually has been doing his work. We have this phrase here about actually helicopter parents that are kind of always looking over the kid's shoulder too much. So we can kind of move from a helicopter parent to a satellite parent, if you will.
Yeah. Just want to briefly touch on this devastating diagnosis that you had a brain tumor and not many years to live and nobody would operate on it. Obviously, you found somebody to operate on it. You're here.
Yep.
But what did that do to you? What did that experience do to you?
Well, I remember actually initially thinking that I better go do something worthwhile. I momentarily thought, well, maybe I should go try to cure cancer. And then I was like, I just don't know enough biology. It's going to take too long. I just spent 2 weeks actually with my brother-in-law to actually drop out of my PhD program and get go make millions of dollars in a dot-com startup.
Well, yeah, that's another storyline. You did this dot-com startup with your brother, walked away from that. It sold for $15 million. Are deciding what? You want to do what with your life? Because making $15 million apparently wasn't it.
I guess that didn't seem so compelling when you're told you got 2 to 3 years to live. So I went back and taught, and I taught math in Sudbury. At the end of that year, because that year I was doing the surgery, the chemo, the radiation, I actually was like, let me go back and finish this PhD program because I really think I was onto something important to help kids.
And here we have assistants.
Yeah.
And you're giving it away.
Yep, we're giving it away. We're giving it away for two reasons, because WPI's president, Dennis Berkey, has come to classrooms with me and seen it actually working in real classrooms and is excited to actually have WPI do something really important that we could give away to 10 million kids across America.
But this could have been yours. This could have been your private company. You could have sold this for big bucks.
Yeah. I guess actually my wife reminds me that we can have fame or we can actually have fortune. And I think actually we're going for fame. I'm a professor, and so we write papers and we try to do something useful. Another reason we are also making it free is that teachers are putting in their blood, sweat, and tears, if you will, of good hints and good tutoring. They wouldn't do that if they thought we were going to turn around and sell it for millions of dollars.
So a lot of this follow-up work in assessments that comes after the assessment, the assisting part, is input from teachers across the board helping out.
Yep.
Well, and Neil Heffernan, I'm wondering, too, how much I heard that you lost a sister on 9/11.
Yep.
And here you are, and she is not. And I'm just wondering if that sort of awful game of chance, you know, that you got to live through is part of why you're doing what you're doing.
I do think that actually my family and my mom has actually kind of taught me that, well, we should try to use our life wisely and do something important with it. And so I guess it kind of helps remind me that life is short. None of us actually have much time. I think actually getting a diagnosis of a cancerous brain tumor is actually a really good thing as long as you live through it. It actually kind of sharpens the mind to kind of like, let's actually live for the day or for the short-term future. That doesn't mean I just want to go off and actually lie on the beach. That means, well, let's actually go do something worthwhile so that when we're done, we can look back with satisfaction in what we've been tried to accomplish.
Yeah. Neil Heffernan, the founder of the Assistments Program, also an associate professor of computer science at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Worcester, Massachusetts. Neil, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.